Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. today, President Trump had these words about faith.
I really believe you can't be happy without religion, without that belief. I really believe it. I just don't see how you can be.
Confusion and frustration across Washington and nationwide as federal workers have until midnight to decide if they want to take that buyout offer from the Trump administration. The president now saying U.S. troops won't be used to move millions of Palestinians out of Gaza so private builders can begin turning it into what he says will become the Riviera of the Middle East.
Just now, the president posting that, quote, no soldiers by the U.S. would be needed, saying stability for the region would reign.
That's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Earlier, the president said American troops might well be used. Another state considers imposing a public school-wide cell phone ban. Oklahoma, the latest to consider a smartphone lockdown. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Please be careful out there today. There are ice rinks all over Madison. My own driveway was basically a death trap. We got the dreaded wintry mix last night, a combination of snow and ice that can make for really dangerous roads. There were lots of slide-offs and accidents on Madison streets last night. If you have sand or salt, now is the time to create a little traction where you need it. And if you see somebody or have a neighbor who's elderly or less able-bodied than you are, help them out if you can. Sometimes you just need a little help getting steady on this ice. And a Madison grocery store is raising money for the Abundant Life Christian School community. It's just cool to see how many people have stepped up to support them. Fresh Mart is an international grocery on University Avenue. The owner has pledged to donate 5% of all profits in February to the Abundant Life Recovery Fund. And it's Flood Insurance Awareness Week. Around Madison's lakes and the Starkweather Creek area are at higher risk of flooding. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding, and most homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage. All it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage, and this can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. And Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance, even for properties not in designated special flood hazard areas. On average, 40% of National Flood Insurance Program claims happen outside of those zones. Homeowners and renters can purchase a private flood insurance policy to protect their homes and belongings if your agent sells flood coverage. Otherwise, visit floodsmart.gov to learn more. And there's usually a 30-day waiting period before NFIP policies go into effect. So signing up now ensures that you'll have coverage by the time the spring showers start to hit the state.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks make another trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks have picked up Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Sims is 6'10", a backup center for New York. In exchange, the Bucks sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the Knicks. Milwaukee beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Afterwards, players reacting to Chris Middleton being traded to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez.
So I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. Obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It still hurts. Because those are your guys that, especially the guys that you've won with. Like family
team. NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl. Packers running back Josh Jacobs says his team needs to add some veterans in free agency.
You know, obviously with finishing the way we did, and you know, we right there. So just trying to make it all make sense, put some more pieces together and figure it out.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, but it's also going to be very windy. Our high right around 34 this afternoon, with wind out of the west at 15 to 30, gusting to near 40 at times. 11 tonight, mostly cloudy, 28 tomorrow, then more snow on the way Friday night through much of Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The John and Gordy Show.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker. You know, we've been on AI for a long time.
What can you now do with data? You know, ask AI, say, based on what we know about Gordy.
Yeah.
And based on what we know about the job market, what should Gordy do for the rest of his life?
Send him to broadcast school. He's worthless.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you. Cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Two decades ago, George W. Bush made promises about nation building in two countries that had harbored terrorists. And it led to 20 years of forever wars that cost $2 trillion and thousands of American lives. Now Donald Trump is proposing the same irresponsible concepts where he wants to send U.S. troops on a nation-building exercise to the Gaza Strip.
That was Representative Jake Auchincloss, who was graced this very show.
Love him.
Chris, who said so wisely of the D.C. tragedy, did you ever see you go to a driving range in golf and you're hitting balls, hundreds of balls, thousands of hours? I never see a ball hit another ball. Balls going all over the place. You never see them hit. Who's that?
Mike Wazowski.
No, stupid president about balls. A lot about balls. Balls everywhere. That was at the prayer breakfast, his words of,
kept
comfort
balls
for families experiencing this tragedy.
All right.
Balls. Balls going all over the place.
Lots of balls.
Yes, lots of golf balls.
Swinging.
Yes.
Stephanie Miller.
I've got big balls. Oh, I've got big balls. They're such big balls.
Wait, was he done? No, he said, I think what's going to happen is we're all going to sit down and do a great computerized system for our control towers. Because I don't know if you know this, but they're using abacuses now. They're doing it's all in Etch-a-Sketches. There's no, it's not computerized at all. Okay. We have
if I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar. Dr. Doom, have you read any studies if you are exposed to constant stupidity? Does it, in fact, make you stupider?
It does, unless you're wearing a protective shield and you've taken the anti-stupid vaccine. But, apparently we're going to end vaccines, so it's not going to be available to people. But it's just incredible. And it's also, my view of this so far has been extraordinary amount of weakness displayed by the opponents of Donald Trump until the last few days.
Yeah.
And I do think we're witnessing like a sudden awakening from a generalized coma that Donald Trump put the Democrats in.
Yeah. Your friend and mine, Nicole Wallace, was saying that, and I hope so. And you quoted Senator Murphy, who we've been playing a lot, who I think is striking exactly the right tone. You retweeted him saying, let's not pull any punches about why this is happening. Elon Musk makes billions off his business with China, and China is cheering at this action today. There is no question the billionaire class is trying to take over our government right now, is doing it based on self-interest. Doc, can you even tell me Why are they erasing the CDC website? And I mean, it is an extraordinary amount of horrible things happening all at once, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, they're doing things like they're eliminating the famine early warning system, which is a vital program. They want to withdraw from the World Health Organization, which is, of course, going to weaken our ability to figure out when we're about to reach a level of pandemic and how to prevent it. And, you know, all over the government, this is happening. And it's happening with basically, you know, teenagers at the helm here being inserted by Musk into the most vital computer systems in our country. So, we have problems across the board. As far as CDC is concerned, doctors have now been deprived of the fundamental sources of information that we depend on to make decisions, not just academic decisions, but clinical decisions about what we need to worry about with patients. For that, I just don't understand what kind of rationale it would allow someone to think it's okay to eliminate information, unless you're so anti-science that you don't want legitimate information out there. So I don't know what's coming, but it's not good.
We have reached a point where, you know, people who are doctors, like Senator Cassidy, are being intimidated into voting for Bobby Kennedy. I mean, who obviously looks like he's going to get through, and I can't even imagine your thoughts on that this morning.
It's horrendous, and I thought that Cassidy's interrogation of Kennedy was suggesting that he definitely was not going to vote for him. And so I must say I was really, really disappointed. I actually sent him a text and told him that I was very shocked and surprised that he voted to put Kennedy through. And by the way, his vote could have been decisive if he said no.
Yeah.
That would have been the end of Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Did he reply? Did he reply, I have to ask?
No, he did not.
Yeah.
What's
And that's the reporting, Doc. We are in a really dark place in that, you know, the reporting is not just, they're not just afraid of being primaried by Elon Musk money. They're physically afraid. They're physically afraid for themselves and their family if they cross Trump in any way. And this is exactly what fascism is. I mean, by the way, I was just talking about his stupid comments this morning on the D.C. crash, and you just retweeted Chris Murphy, who said Trump's press conference blaming the FAA's hiring of women and black people for the crash was disgusting, especially after he just threw the FAA into chaos, ousting the administrator and the whole FAA safety board. He's in charge. This happened on his watch. And there he is. It's like it's just new speculation this morning. Oh, it's the equipment. It's this. It's something. Golf balls. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Look, I think we're going to have, multiple fronts to fight with, multiple issues that have to be taken up. But I am encouraged by what seems to be some unity of Democrats. As far as the threat of being primaried, what an odd verb that is, but the threat of being primaried, I think, and I wrote about this, that Republicans need to worry about the threat of Democrats coming at them. Yeah. And losing, I don't care who's running, but losing in the actual election. Yeah, so they may be primary, but they're also going to lose if they continue to support this fascist dictator. And this is, this is where we are now. But look, I'm grasping, Stephanie, for an opportunity to say, I think there's a chance that we'll see this revival of a Democratic, enthusiastic, energized approach and strategy to get rid of some of these proposals.
And can I just say, they always count on people's selfishness, like, oh, America first and USAID. Doc, can you explain? It helps us stop diseases from coming here, like we just saw with COVID. It stops malaria and all the things that are coming from other countries. I mean, you said USAID cuts are forcing local Ukrainian organizations to scale back essential programs, putting children and families at risk. I mean, if you don't care about other people and other countries, which that's, I'm sure they'd go screw the kids in Ukraine, who cares? But, diseases are going to come here, right?
Yeah. Let's look at the America First aspects of what they're proposing to do, including the elimination of many, many programs that are advancing science and education in countries around the world, and the withdrawal from WHO. So the immediate effect of that is that we will be not just America first, we'll be isolated from information and strategizing that will help us understand very early when a pandemic might be coming. I mean, we're already looking at the bird flu possibility, and here we are saying we're going to withdraw from international cooperation and supporting a scientific investigation in other countries. It's a kind of a suicidal self-interest.
Yeah.
That's really pretty pathological, terrible.
To your point, this story, dairy cows in Nevada have been infected with a new form of bird flu that is distinct from the version that has been spreading through herds over the last year. H5N1 has spilled from birds into cows at least twice. It also suggests the virus may pose a persistent risk to cows and to the people who work closely with them. I mean, could not be a more terrifying time to have Health and Human Services Director Bobby Kennedy and everything else they're doing, right, across these agencies.
I would have said it's unimaginable, but it is very imaginable.
Yeah.
And we're going to see, unfortunately, shortly, I think he's going to get through the full Senate confirmation. And that is a disaster for all of us and for our country's ability to be proactive in stopping the kinds of things that bird flu represents.
Yeah.
I mean, we're one step away from the pandemic.
And not just getting out of, WHO, but, you know, you have Republican lawmakers talking about getting out of NATO. At the same time, he's talking about, you know, invading Greenland and Panama Canal and Gaza.
The Gaza thing seems completely insane.
Yeah.
Like, turning this war zone into a resort, the Riviera on the Mediterranean, or whatever.
Under what authority do we seize Gaza for ourselves? Saved one last one for you. Again, it's the disinformation. It's the disinformation. It's the disinformation. Ben Stiller had to tweet, totally false, untrue. These are lies coming from Russian media. I completely self-funded my humanitarian trip to Ukraine. There was no funding from USAID and certainly no personal payments. Someone just tweeted at me this morning, how much USAID money are you getting? I'm like, what? I mean,
yeah.
This is the fight we're going to continue to fight, is just this massive, you know, Russian disinformation campaign, right?
That's the fight. But the battlefield is going to be the midterm elections. And that's where I think we're going to take a stand and see really what's what and how much the American people are going to tolerate of this. Because I think it's gone way beyond what a lot of even MAGA supporters thought about what was going to happen under Donald Trump. So we're going to be in for a fight, and I'm feeling like, we got a good shot here at reversing some of the insanity that has been presented by Donald Trump to the United States and to the world, by the way.
I mean, I just say one last one for you, though, just on this information battle, which I think is everything. Langston threaded, what scares me most is how the other side lives in a completely alternate reality. You can tell them what's happening, show them facts and proof. You can use intellect and reason. You can beseech their beliefs and morals, and you get crickets, nothing at all. How will we ever come back from this? I mean, you know, as Chris always says, it's like apparently owning the libs, just that we're mad. Seems to be the only thing. I mean, the one thing I will look at is, I know they were talking on CNN about how Elon Musk's approval rating has just plummeted to nothing. So we can keep saying, you didn't vote for this unelected billionaire to seize all of your personal and financial information.
No. And I think there's more to come on that, on exactly what Trump is doing, and not only in the Treasury Department or Justice Department, but I think we're going to see an invasion of Trump teenage workforce invading National Security Administration and other intelligence operations till they have really total control over everything. My sense, though, Stephanie, is listen to Chris Murphy. Yeah. Listen to Jamie Raskin.
Yep.
Listen to many of the other
Jasmine Crockett. Mm-hmm.
Who just woke up and are
going to,
I think, kick the hell out of Donald Trump. And we'll see where this goes. But
And can I just defend? I just hired Bella, who's 22, but she just plays the fart sounds. She doesn't, you know, she can't accidentally launch a nuke.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You never know. Never know.
I mean, you know, at this point, anybody could have the nuke codes.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yes.
All right, Doc. Thanks for fighting the good fight. Talk to you next week, honey.
You too. Bye, Steph. All right, bye, everybody.
Bye. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, you know what? I feel like yes, I'm escaping the news. Yes, I'm escaping it too, you know, movies and TV. But also, Chris, I think I just need to get into my Cozy Earth pajamas and sheets earlier and earlier.
Yes, with the la 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 la.
No, well, I have canine la 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 lovers.
All right.
Although that sounds weird. They don't do anything weird. We just snuggle.
Okay.
Okay. Bamboo sheet set defines what it means. Soft means. It's so soft, so snuggly. And they get softer with every wash. Cozy Earth's bamboo pajama set. The gift she won't stop raving about. Silky yet breathable. These are the kind of pajamas she never wants to take off. As you can convince her. Why am I so creepy?
Why do
I sound so creepy? I'm just talking about pajamas.
Right.
Okay, Cozy Earth Men's Collection has everything he'll love, pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile, made to last, the ultimate gift for your guy.
Or your gal.
Yeah, what have you. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. Get it 40% off right now, CozyEarth.com. If you use that code Stephanie, then don't forget if you're asked a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. They deserve this. Elevate your love with your lover. With Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com. Code Stephanie.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, God. We have to hold our breath for 4 years.
Oh, boy.
When he's gone, we'll be able to breathe. Oh, we have breaking Heroes of Democracy news, don't we?
Yes,
yes,
we do.
Norm Eisen.
Norm Eisen's group, State Democracy Defenders Action,
yes,
has just blocked Musk and Trump out of the Treasury systems. Court order just secured.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, Norm.
From the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Star of stage screen and Chicago sexy liberal, J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah.
Another one blocking those who took part in the January 6th attack from working in state jobs. We can, right? Oh, and also he fired back after Musk ridiculed his weight. Elon Musk, who looks like a schmoo in his bathing
suit,
had some thoughts on someone else's physique. Okay.
Interesting.
Isn't it? He's shaped like a schmoo.
He is totally shaped like a schmoo.
I once saw a dead beluga whale on a beach that looked exactly like he does in trunks.
He's very round.
Yeah.
And that beluga whale is probably about to explode. You know, like the
like his entrails
beach, they
are going to go everywhere.
Very, explode
very
because
spherical.
Of the gas.
Yeah.
Very round.
Yeah, thank you, Ella.
Buoyant.
I wanted to roll him, you know, back into
the water.
Somewhere else besides here. Yeah.
Philip Bump said there are a lot of explorations of how Trump and Musk are breaking the law, but unlike if anyone else breaks the law, the systems of intervention and accountability for Trump are almost entirely broken, which appears to be exactly what he's going for. That's the terrifying thing.
Yep.
You know, who did we yesterday? It's just every new level of reality sinks in, right? The Pam Bondi, an election denier, has just been confirmed as the Attorney General of the United States. Who else posted? Elon hacking the Treasury is a multi-trillion dollar act of terrorism.
Yeah.
But again, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters?
No, well, I don't. Yeah, sure, that might be the only entity left that might be able to actually help. Oh, maybe it were an actual entity from the Barbara Hershey movie Entity.
She
it would have to be. It would have to be invisible. It would have to be a sound effect. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
Chris Murphy, who Dr. Doom was just talking about, said the reality is this could get dystopian very quickly. If you were to start speaking ill of Elon Musk on social media, Elon Musk might be able to stop or delay your tax refund, your mom's Social Security benefit, in part because we have no window into what's happening at Treasury right now.
Yeah.
So thank you to Norm Eisen and his group for the lawsuits. Thank you to everyone who got in the streets yesterday and protested. Thank you to Chris Murphy, Jasmine Crockett, all of the Democrats that were speaking loudly yesterday. We're going to talk to and by the way, Elon Musk called Rokana a D. So we're going to talk to Rokana next.
Yes. We are.
He said to Rokana, don't be a... He called someone else a D. All right.
Takes one to know one?
Yeah, we'll find out what that's all about. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has joined 14 other states in supporting gender-affirming care for trans kids. President Trump signed an executive order banning institutions that get federal grant money from providing trans folks under age 19 with puberty blockers, hormones, or surgery. Families and queer advocacy groups have filed lawsuits against the administration. Now, a coalition of attorneys general have stated that they'll protect access to care to the extent their state laws allow. That includes here in Wisconsin. And a new study finds that car insurance rates will increase here in the Badger State this year, but not as much as in previous years or as much as in other states. The study from Insurify says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to grow by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates than we do here. And it's time for a uniquely Wisconsin tradition. Here's Lisa Hale from Northeastern Wisconsin.
Shanties are going up on the ice and anglers are getting ready. Sturgeon spearing season gets underway in Northeast Wisconsin Saturday. Last year's season wasn't that good due to warm weather and bad ice conditions. This year's season looks to be better as a couple of cold snaps helped make ice. However, last week's warm-up caused some cracking and some sinkholes. Officials advise checking with local fishing clubs for ice conditions before going out on the ice. Watch out for Christmas trees and other markers that indicate dangerous areas or open water. And while some places have 16 to 18 inches of ice, which is sufficient for vehicles to travel on, officials say no ice is 100% safe.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, but it's also going to be very windy. Our high right around 34 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 15 to 30, gusting to near 40 at times. 11 tonight, mostly cloudy, 28 tomorrow, then more snow on the way Friday night through much of Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Jimmy K from Max Inc. Won't you be mine this Valentine's Day? It's the happy hour of love. Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Featuring the flavor that kills. With special guest, Mothballs. The show starts at 5, so bring your date and let's rock. The happy hour of love with the flavor that kills. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The John and Gordy Show.
We still think we have a ghost in the building here because the lights keep going on and off.
Yeah, what is that all about? You know, that I thought I saw that ghost. Looks very much like a cleaning guy.
That is our cleaning
guy. Oh, that's our cleaning guy. He feels his responsibility to clean this office, even in the afterlife.
That's his unfinished business.
That's his unfinished business.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Fats Campaign.
Trump fired pretty much every inspector general in the entire country federally.
And then a little bit later, we hear that Elon Musk now has access to the federal payment system with zero oversight. And the question is, what is to stop him from using that information to enrich himself? He is a man who has built his money in part by exploiting the data of Americans.
Yep. Maxwell Frost.
Yeah. Children of the future.
You have to remember to turn your mic on.
Now. I know. I have a working microphone now with a working cough button. It's so
Yay!
Great. Okay. Bell is very excited. All right. Representative Ro Khanna, top of the hour, then Dana Goldberg coming up. Katie Fang, who's fantastic, said a website called DEI Watchlist has published the photos, names, and public information of a number of workers who are mostly black employees across health agencies, describing them at one point as targets. It is just a chilling frigging time. This is why modeling courage is more important than ever. John Cooper said a worker at an intelligence agency said unidentified outside staffers arrived to sweep the office of anything they felt was related to DEI. That included a plaque confiscated from a supervisor's desk that read, "Be kind to everyone." Huh. Yeah, that was, you know, yeah. Bishop Buddy's radical thing. Yeah, like Jesus would never say anything crazy like that. Sure. Okay.
We'll talk to John Fugelsang about that tomorrow.
Do we have a springtime for Donald Trump in here? Yeah, because this is what fascism feels like. You're soaking in it. Oh, by the way, Asher Rangappa, yes. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So make sure you don't have a plaque promoting kindness. Asher Rangappa said, not for nothing, but everyone realizes that these teenagers and 20-somethings who have complete access to the Treasury payment source code are now number one espionage recruitment targets for Russia and China, right?
Yeah.
As I mentioned, someone else said earlier. Okay.
We have guardrails in place for a reason.
Yeah. Mrs. Betty Bowers, who is America's best Christian.
She's been on this program.
I know. She said Trump's reality TV secretary of transportation has asked the guy whose rockets always explode to help with America's aviation system because, of course. Yeah, I feel better now, don't you, about flying? By the way, that's why the head of the FAA got fired, because he had the audacity to fine Elon Musk for, safety violations with his exploding Nazi penis rockets. So that's why that guy got fired, because... Okay. Christopher, who said, I don't think the United States Senate should vote for a single nominee until this is over? Who said that?
Mike Wazowski.
No, that was Senator Chris Murphy, who we have been quoting quite a bit this morning.
He's good.
And playing him. This is him yesterday.
Democrats should not help Republicans raise the debt ceiling order to pass their massive tax cut for billionaires and millionaires. Democrats should be leading public gatherings all weekend, all across the country, to bring Americans out to show Republicans that they will pay a price. And then Democrats need to speak in really stark terms about what is going on here. Yes, we are obsessed with subtlety. But I don't think it's a mystery as to what is happening here.
Yeah, the Democratic base does not want you to work with them.
Nope.
They don't want you to help in this fascist takeover in any way. What we need more Jasmine Crockett's is what
when we
need.
When we talk about debt, I'd ask for unanimous consent to enter into a record this article that says Donald Trump built a national debt so big even before the pandemic that it'll weigh down the economy for years. In fact, it talked about the fact that he ran up our debt almost $8 trillion. It was estimated to be $7.8 trillion at that time. And this is it's actually the third biggest increase ever under any presidential administration. So I don't understand how y'all gonna play the heroes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love
Thank
her.
You. One last one.
Jasmine Feels
Crockett.
As if y'all have just decided that y'all are going to castrate your constitutional duty and hand it over to someone who is unelected. It doesn't matter how many cheerleaders he had on the fields campaigning for him. That doesn't mean that he gets to go in and sit atop any of our agencies. And the fact that we had a vote today and we asked to bring him in because we have a constitutional duty, we all took our oath, and maybe some of y'all just don't take it seriously.
Yeah. As you know, I cried when I met her at the DNC.
You did.
It was an ambush interview. We're still trying to get her on this show.
And she looked at you kind of weird, so maybe...
I told her eyelashes were exactly the right length. I don't care what Marjorie Taylor Greene says, and she laughed. I did. I cried. She's one of the people that is, you know, I think inspiring and holding a lot of us up, that there are people fighting for us.
Yeah. Yeah. She gives me hope.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know who gives Wertha hope on the blue skies?
Who?
Stephanie Miller.
Oh. Yes, me. Yes.
Okay.
She said, don't miss the Stephanie Miller Show every weekday morning. Learn to laugh at catastrophe while connecting with a bright universe of powerful progressives. And Stephen agreed and said, Stephanie Miller is a damn angel from heaven. That's right. That's right, Bella. You have signed up to work with an angel.
People on Blue Sky kiss your ass so much.
I know, so I love it so much. Janet in Louisiana. Hi, Janet. Welcome.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
I'm calling because I know that we are litigating, a lot of the stuff coming out of the White House since Trump got in office. And that reminds me of an interview I saw with J.D. Vance, who we know is groomed by Peter Thiel, subscribes to Curtis Yarvin's ideology. And in that interview from 2021, J.D. Vance said, if he was advising Trump, he would tell him to just get rid of everyone. And, of course, it would go to the courts. And when it did, I think it was Alexander Hamilton he quoted. I'm not sure of that. He said, stand up and say, okay, he's made your ruling. Now enforce it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm concerned, could that happen? And what is our response if they defy court rulings?
That's always a possibility, and that's what I'm worried about.
Well, Janet, that's what's next, right? You're absolutely right. That's what everyone is saying.
Yeah.
That could be the next level of our constitutional crisis, right? I mean, this is what happens when, he thinks it's his Supreme Court who's already told him he's, he's immune. The Gaza story, Chris, this literally is the emperor has no clothes and also springtime for Donald Trump and America, part 11 billion.
Sure.
Oh, all right. Whenever you want to. Yeah. Okay.
Springtime for Trump and America.
You realize how that happened, right? It's the people around him going, oh, yes, bold idea, Poland. Absolutely. Poland wearing too tight a skirt. He did not insist on using the U.S. military, but left the option open. He said the Gaza Strip will be turned over to the United States by Israel at the conclusion of the fighting. Oh, I see. That's where our authority.
Right.
Okay. He said the Palestinians, people like Chuck Schumer. See, he calls Chuck Schumer a Palestinian because it's a joke. I don't really. Okay. Would have already been resettled in far safer and more beautiful communities. By resettled, he means, ethnically cleansed. Who's the fembot's name again? Caroline Levitt. Yes.
Uh-huh.
She bristled.
Please and thank you.
This is what it's gotten to be like in the press. So now they're only letting, they're letting preponderance of right-wing outlets in to all of the, press spaces. She bristled at a question even from a conservative reporter about whether Trump's proposal for having the U.S. take over the Gaza Strip was worth risking American lives. He said, is it worth risking the life of a single U.S. Marine to turn the Gaza Strip into the Riviera of the Middle East? And she said, Phil, I'm not sure why you're asking me that question, because I've already said the president has not committed to sending Marines or any boots on the ground in Gaza, although Trump has left open the possibility, so it's a perfectly valid question. She then ignored his attempt to ask a follow-up. So now even right-wing outlets are being censored because that was too, right? Trump had responded to a question about putting boots on the ground by declaring, as far as Gaza is concerned, we'll do whatever's necessary. If it's necessary, we'll do that. We're going to take over that piece, and we're going to develop it. Has anyone asked him on what authority? Do you just... Okay. He suggested displaced Palestinians would be permanently resettled outside the war-torn territory, and U.S. will take ownership and turn it into the Riviera, the blah, blah, blah. He said, oh, I love this part, Chris. He said it will be wonderful for the people, Palestinians mostly. Yeah, that's exact. They're wonderful.
They had houses before all
they're
of
like,
this.
Could we please be ethnically cleansed and or move from our homeland?
Right.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful for them. He offered no detail about what authority the U.S. would use to take the land and develop it. Egypt, Jordan, and other U.S. allies in the Mideast have already cautioned Trump that relocating Palestinians would threaten Mideast stability, risk expanding the conflict, undermine a decades-long push by the U.S. and allies for a two-state solution. When you've lost a bone saw guy, I think you've kind of lost the...
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia's foreign ministry issued a sharply worded reaction to Trump, noting their long call for an independent Palestinian state was a firm, steadfast, and unwavering position. Senator Chris Murphy, as we come back full circle again.
We love him.
He has completely lost it. He wants a U.S. invasion of Gaza, which could cost thousands of American lives and set the Middle East on fire for 20 years. It is sick. Uh-huh. But it is just, we have reached this part of the, oh, here we go. Whenever I say Kelly, you say, thanks, Kelly. Okay.
Okay.
So, Kaylee McEnany.
Kelly.
It's Kaylee.
Thanks, Kelly.
Kaylee! I don't know. I just started the impression now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just say thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
It's Kelly. Fox
that's
News
how is. She sounds, literally.
It, she does. Uh-huh. Fox News is Kaylee McEnany.
That's Kelly.
Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Kaylee! She praised. Bella likes the silly stuff.
Well, I'm talking
about serious stuff, but it's just, you know.
Well, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, someone
said. Bim fembots praised Trump over his plan for the Gaza Strip and slammed the media over its reaction to it. Where some saw recklessness, but Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
It's Kelly! Kelly saw genius. She said maybe Trump is not trying to take Gaza. Maybe this is a part of a grand part of a negotiation to get Iran to come to the table.
What?
You know who got Iran to come to the table? Obama. And we had a deal in place that was working. My lesson to the media, this is the one I wish they would take. President Trump is playing four-dimensional chess and y'all are playing checkers.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Kelly.
It's Kelly! Okay. Okay, this at least is even getting some pushback from Republicans, right? Trump's blah, blah, blah. The pursuit for peace should be that of the Israelis and the Palestinians, said Rand Paul, who's generally wrong about everything else in the world.
Sure.
Said, I thought we voted for America first. We have no business contemplating yet another occupation to doom our treasure and spill our soldiers' blood. Lindsey Graham also called the proposal problematic. You think? And noted fisting aficionado Josh Hawley said he didn't. I got something for everybody. She likes the calab, and you
and
like,
I like
you
and
you
I
like fisting.
I like fisting.
And also balls. I'm talking about
sure.
balls yes. on the D.C. tragedy. Balls. Golf balls. It's like balls. Okay. He said he doesn't think it's the best use of the United States resources to spend a bunch of money in Gaza. Yes, there's that, right? America first, what, no wars, what, really? So, because it'll cost nothing to take over Gaza, Greenland, Panama Canal, and what else? Oh, Canada.
So they're pushing back against your leader?
Oh, my God. Not Mike Johnson. Speaker God Warrior
right.
said Trump's proposal to take over Gaza is a bold step toward restoring peace in the region. Yes, starting an unnecessary war is always a bold step toward peace. He said, of course, the initial announcement yesterday, I think, was greeted with surprise by many, but cheered by, I think, people all around the world.
Jesus says no.
No, this was not cheered by anyone. Yes, Chris.
Didn't Trump run and win on that he would keep our kids out of foreign conflicts?
Yes, okay. Yes.
So what happened
point?
To that?
What's your point?
What happened to
What's
that?
What's your point? Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Kelly! It's Kelly.
Hiss like a cat.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion, you know, that's based on Bonnie. That's my,
oh, okay.
I helped perfect my Kaylee impression with the Bonnie.
The body?
My
okay.
terrorist.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That's what she does if you move her at night. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by CB Distillery.
Oh, yeah.
It's the highest quality CBD. Just Chris Lavoie has tried to tell you, don't buy your CBD at gas stations.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Ugh, worst.
CB Distillery, the source we trust. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually works. I'm having a little thing on my shoulder now, in addition to my lower back. My CBD relief stick. Mm-hmm.
CBD
magic.
Your shoes and your glasses.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go see if it's beside us. Okay. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. If you're still turning to Remedy straight off grandma's medicine shelf, get with it, man. Get Riz. Be a baddie.
Oh, no,
be a baddie.
Be a baddie.
Yeah. Gen Z. Let's go.
Get Riz.
Be
You can save 20% right now at the code Stephanie at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar and paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
What? This portion of the show brought to you by my native path, collagen.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go get jabbed. What's wrong with you?
Growth.
Not that kind. vaccine's good, but not the bright. If you want to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back, you want to look in the mirror, see a plump, hydrated pre-Trump glow? Instead of more fine lines and wrinkles, discover Native Path Collagen, my new buddy, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. The two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. This is good for your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. I used to take those really super expensive vitamins for your hair. It's everything you need's in here. Native Path Collagen is flavorless. You just throw it right in your coffee in the morning or your what have you, your smoothie, your soup, your oatmeal. I won't judge what you put it in. You don't even know. You just throw it in there.
Your yogurt.
It's peptide formula. Makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly with no clumping. We're not clumping, people. No clumping.
No clumping.
Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today with Mama. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Let's go to M in Albuquerque. Hello, M. Hello. Hi, go ahead.
I can hear you.
I can hear you breathing. Hello. All right, I'm going to come back to you. Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody. And quickly, Chris, Commander Craig and Darkwing Duckworth the other day.
Yeah.
Another excellent nerd reference.
Thank
one
you.
Thing to know about Donald.
His part of Guess the Quote is just not
Donald,
important.
But I just wanted to quickly co-sign on you wondering where are the people who were saying Genocide Joe, and I just can't vote for Kamala because of Gaza. I don't hear them anywhere. The one group, one person I heard, they're the co-chair of the Uncommitted Movement. Their name is Layla. E-L-A-B-E-D. Mm-hmm. But her, instead of saying, God, I should have voted for the Democrats and Kamala, her statement is, Democrats had a chance to persuade voters they were the better alternative, and they blew it. So it's darn if you do and darn if you don't.
Exactly.
Democrats are wrong when they warn you ahead of time.
Yeah.
And they're wrong because they...
Right. It's vote shaming if we mention that exactly what we said was going to happen is going to happen.
Yep.
Oh, did Rocky Mountain Mike send us a new you were warned type situation?
Yes. Uh-huh.
We're going to use this so much. Oh, thank you, Mike.
I wish you
fantastic. It's going to be overused, I can tell.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about this earlier, but this is Donald Trump's America. Where's my, what's happening with my box? Oh, there it is. Sorry. My box was sticky. I apologize. I couldn't find my own button. Pardon me.
You need some rubbing alcohol or something?
Multiple ICE impersonation arrests made during nationwide immigration crackdown. Authorities in at least 3 states have arrested individuals allegedly impersonating ICE agents. Adding to existing fears of law enforcement among migrant communities in South Carolina, a guy charged with kidnapping and impersonating an ICE officer after detaining a group of Latino men. He's heard saying on video, you all got caught. Where are you from? Mexico? You from Mexico? You're going back to Mexico. In the video, he's seen taking away the driver's keys, mocking the driver's accent, jingling the car keys in his face. At one point, he's seen trying to take the driver's phone. A driver calls a friend and says in Spanish, I don't know, man. He's saying immigration. And he said, fake ICE agent said, don't be speaking pig Latin in my country, knocking the phone out of his hand. Where's the other cast? That was Philadelphia. Raleigh, North Carolina. A guy was arrested for impersonating an ICE officer and sexually assaulting a woman at a Motel 6, threatening to deport her if she didn't comply. Expert said, what we're seeing here is we have leadership at the top that dehumanizes people who are immigrants, and now this is the outcome of that dehumanizing. You end up having a violation of people's rights. People see and hear this, and they feel emboldened to go against immigrants. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
It's emboldening all the worst people, right?
Yeah.
I know it's hard. Try not to be afraid. Stand your ground. Be loud. I know your rights. That's the important thing, right?
Yep.
58 minutes after the hour, we have do we know? We don't know yet.
He
might be on the House floor. We might have to reschedule Ro Khanna. We have Dana Goldberg all coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
a new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Brandi Grayson, the host of the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. I am the hostess with the mostest with the local politics and the local tea. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve, a mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump appearing to back off the pledge that U.S. troops could be used to move millions of Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip. ABC's Mary Bruce says president posting on social media this morning claiming U.S. soldiers would not be deployed now.
The White House was also pressed on the president's decades of criticism of U.S. entanglements and conflicts abroad. But the White House says that the U.S. would not be entangled in the Middle East through this plan, even though the president said, quote, the U.S. would own Gaza and would be responsible for dismantling all of the unexploded bombs and weapons there.
The president told the National Prayer Breakfast today that the assassination attempt against him changed his relationship with religion. He also says he is setting up a Justice Department task force to stop anti-Christian bias in federal agencies. Attorney General Pam Bondi will be in charge of it. Elon Musk in charge of the new Department of Government Efficiency, giving 2 million federal workers until the end of the day to decide to buy buyouts. This is ABC News.
You can always continue.